Book 11. Gilgamesh said to Utnapishtim, "I imagined that you would look like a god. But you look like me. You are not any different. I intended to fight you, yet now that I stand before you, now that I see who you are, I can't fight. Something is holding me back. Tell me, how is it that you, a mortal, overcame death and joined the assembly of the gods and were granted eternal life?" Utnapishtim said, "I will tell you a mystery, a secret of the gods. You know Shurupak, that ancient city on the Euphrates. I lived there once. I was its king once, a long time ago, when the great gods decided to send the flood. Five gods decided, and they took an oath to keep the plan secret. Anu, their father, the counselor Enlil, Ninurta, the god's chamberlain, and Enugi, the sheriff, Ea, also the cleverest of the gods, had taken the oath, but I heard him whisper the secret to the reed fence around my house. Reed fence, reed fence, listen to my words. King of Shurupak, quickly, quickly tear down your house and build a great ship. Leave your possessions. Save your life. The ship must be square so that its length equals its width. Build a roof over it, just as the great deep is covered by the earth. Then gather and take aboard the ship examples of every living creature." I understood Ea's words, and I said, "My lord, I will obey your command exactly as you have spoken it, but what shall I say when the people ask me why I am building such a large ship?" Ea said, "Tell them that Enlil hates you, that you can no longer live in their city or walk on the earth which belongs to Enlil, that it is your fate to go down into the great deep and live with Ea your lord, and that Ea will rain abundance upon them. They will all have all that they want, and more." I laid out the structure. I drafted plans. At the first glow of dawn, everyone gathered. Carpenters brought their saws and axes. Reed workers brought their flattening stones. Rope makers brought their ropes, and children carried the tar. The poor helped also, however they could. Some carried timber, some hammered nails, some cut wood. By the end of the fifth day, the hull had been built. The decks were an acre large, the sides 200 feet high. I built six decks so that the ship's height was divided in seven. I divided each deck into nine compartments, drove water plugs into all the holes, brought aboard spars and other equipment, had 3,000 gallons of tar poured into the furnace, and 3,000 gallons of pitch poured out. The bucket carriers brought 3,000 gallons of oil. 1,000 were used for the caulking. 2,000 were left, which the boatmen stored. Each day I slaughtered bulls for my workmen. I slaughtered sheep. I gave them barrels of beer and ale and wine, and they drank it like river water. When all our work on the ship was finished, we feasted as though it were New Year's Day. At sunrise, I handed out oil for the ritual. By sunset, the ship was ready. The launching was difficult. We rolled her on logs down to the river and eased her in until 2/3 was under the water. I loaded onto her everything precious that I owned, all my silver and gold, all my family, all my kinfolk, all kinds of animals, wild and tame, craftsmen and artisans of every kind.